the CIO of an organization straddles two worlds, the technical world and the business world. That CIO looks over a sea of problems in an environment focused on solutions. With the pace of business ever increasing, how can these competing needs ever be reconciled? I'm Paul Landcor with Podtech.net, and in this series of podcasts, CIO Dilemmas, Frank Boutendijk, Vice President for Corporate Strategy for Hyperion, says if we're to find answers, we need to examine the problems more closely. He's distilled this down to four common dilemmas, each to be examined in a separate podcast. But in this first podcast, I asked him for an overview. How do you define a dilemma? And how does it apply to the work CIOs do?
CIOs face many decisions every day. That's the task of any top manager in every area. And in the current business culture, that requires that these decisions are made very quickly and with a solution orientation. I think we've all heard phrases such as, don't give me problems, give me solutions, or if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Maybe even you caught yourself making statements like that yourself. But that always scares me a little bit, this way of thinking, this business culture, because if you focus on solutions, can we really be sure that we understand the problems at hand sufficiently? First of all, it has to be said that we're not even allowed in today's business culture to talk about problems. We need to talk about challenges. That leads us away from what's really important already. But do we really understand what we're talking about if we immediately jump to a solution? I dare to question that. I think that if we really dive into the bottom of an issue at hand, a problem at hand, at the bottom of the analysis, we find a dilemma. And it is only when we see a dilemma, when I would feel comfortable that I truly understand the problem that I'm dealing with, where in today's business culture, most top managers probably would become grumpy as a dilemma is not something you'd like to be faced with.
What is a dilemma in your lexicon? How would you define a dilemma? Isn't it a choice between two diametrically opposed ideas that cannot be resolved?
That's exactly the definition of a dilemma. A dilemma is a difficult choice of some sort. And if you choose A, you're going to reach something but have a very negative effect on the other side. And if you choose B in a dilemma, you're going to solve something else and then are being confronted with the flip side of that particular option. Neither of the options seems to work or can be preferred. That's the dilemma. In the end, dilemma-based thinking is just not new. Many philosophers, going back to Plato and Socrates and Aristotle, have discussed dilemmas as finding a way to truth. In the 18th century, I think there was a breakthrough in this thinking by the German philosopher Hegel, who created the idea of the thesis, something that stands, that is immediately diametrically opposed over the course of history by an antithesis, so the opposite position is being taken. And Hegel reasons that how you solve this dilemma between a thesis and an antithesis is coming to a synthesis, bridging those two opposites of the dilemma. In the more modern world of thinkers, particularly Jim Collins has explored this idea. You may know Jim Collins from books such as Good to Great and Built to Last. And he is discussing the tyranny of the or, having to choose, versus the genius of the end, which is exactly the synthesis. How do we bridge the opposites of dilemmas that we're being faced with?
But as you say, a mindset does exist that sees that as being a problem as opposed to being part of the solution. How do you break the mindset that exists in business today to say, hey, we need to take a closer look at these problems in order to find any kind of synthesis, any kind of solution?
That's a really hard question. How do you change that culture? Because lots of that perhaps is just rooted in Western business culture to start with. I think it is by understanding how dilemmas work, and that dilemmas are not a bad thing, that they're a natural thing, that they are a facet of life, that we all deal with dilemmas as humans in our personal life and in our business life, and that there's just ways of dealing with dilemmas, that they shouldn't be avoided, but that we can actually solve them. I think pointing out how that works makes it much easier to search for the dilemmas instead of trying to avoid them.
Let me ask you a more specific question then about a problem that a CIO might face in terms of the flexibility, for example,
of a system and increasing the flexibility without compromising its manageability. Those are two things that do seem to be at odds with one another. How can your ideas, your process of thinking, work without compromising either flexibility or manageability?
Well, maybe if you allow me, I'd like to broaden up that a little bit and go into how do you deal with dilemmas in general. As we already were discussing, many dilemmas tend to be avoided. We sort of don't really try to address the thing, we just go from one thing to the other. We try to increase the flexibility, but then that is at the cost of the manageability. Then we try to increase the manageability, and that goes at the cost of the flexibility. We try to convince and justify that to ourselves by talking about the pendulum swings, but that's of course not a way of dealing with it. Some people just choose between two evils and just try to live with the consequences of that choice. I'm not sure if that is really a preferred solution. Sometimes there's a compromise and you'll end up with something that is neither flexible nor manageable, but hey, we avoided the dilemma. Some cases, we can just prove one of the choices wrong. That's not the case in this particular dilemma, but sometimes it's just not even a dilemma. There's even a third option or a fourth option or a fifth option or a sixth option. Most dilemmas actually take care of themselves. If you give them some time, the synthesis of the dilemma presents itself over time by, for instance, a new technology development. But the best ways of dealing with a dilemma are by try to bridge the opposite, come up with a brilliant idea that basically makes the whole dilemma go away. More realistic would be to divide the choices of the dilemma into smaller problems. In jargon, we would call that functional decomposition. We decompose the dilemma into smaller pieces, and by solving every one of those smaller pieces, we probably solve the whole dilemma altogether. For instance, flexibility versus manageability. That's the dilemma that you pose, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you try to decompose that, what we'll see is that there's flexibility issues for different, different user groups. So not everyone needs the same amount of flexibility. Particularly when we talk about business intelligence and business performance management, I would say 60 to 90% of the users are really happy with well-designed normal information. We don't have to focus our entire environment on flexibility for everybody. Well, that solves most of the manageability problems already. And if then we look at the manageability issues for the small groups of users, perhaps within the same portfolio, they could make use of a different module or some different functionality. And that would be a way of by thinking like, what are we doing for whom? Who needs flexibility? Who needs manageability? We can avoid this dilemma. So by breaking up a dilemma in smaller pieces, that is a very sensible way of dealing with dilemmas. It doesn't always have to be the grand unifying theory that the management thinkers proposes the ideal solution.
So does this speak to the idea that business intelligence and business performance management are converging and a lot of the ideas from both areas are beginning to converge in the organization?
Yes, thank you. That's a really good question because in my mind I immediately mentioned business intelligence and business performance management. Indeed, these are previously two markets that are converging at a rapid pace. It doesn't really make a difference anymore what we're talking about. The term BI, business intelligence, tends to be recognized best by IT people, and they see this as technologies that create decision support. The term performance management, business performance management, tends to be best recognized by the finance or general management people who are trying to deal with the planning and control cycle, again, in order to provide decision support. And there's also a third term called analytics that is being recognized best by the lines of business, like marketing and sales and logistics and HR, that just have a number of nasty questions that they need to have solved, and they need some number-crunching technology for that. But in the end, they all mean the same. They mean a framework and technology in order to create support for their management processes, and in short terms, a management system.
Well, I think that's a great general overview of the topics we're going to discuss in the upcoming podcasts, and we're going to be dealing with four seemingly irreconcilable ideas in the upcoming podcast that you will tell us how to reconcile. And I'm wondering if you might be able to just quickly go over those for us.
Yes. I think many CIOs all over the world are currently in the situation where they need to figure out how to control costs while at the same time preparing for growth. So how do you control costs while you need to invest? I think a dilemma that has been playing for a long time is the IT versus business governance. If you focus on IT governance at the cost of business governance and vice versa, in the end, this is different words for the dilemma that you pointed out, flexibility versus manageability. Then there's a third dilemma that talks about agility versus infrastructure. So do we go for quick business solutions or do we focus on a strong underlying infrastructure that allows us in the longer term to serve the business? That's a typical short-term, long-term dilemma. And then there's the skills dilemma. Do we need a CIO with a business focus or do we need a CIO that focuses on IT service to enable the business? Those would be four very basic CIO dilemmas that I would like to discuss indeed.
Well, I look forward to fleshing out some of those ideas with you in the upcoming podcasts, and thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Well, thank you very much. This is a lot of fun.
Frank Boutendijk is Vice President of Corporate Strategy for Hyperion. In our next podcast, we'll examine the first of the major common dilemmas Frank has outlined, bridging cost control and growth. Subscribe now or go to www.hyperion.com for more information. And thanks for listening.